أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأما من ثقلت موازينه فهو في عيشة راضية. In this ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains about the actions of men, that they will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah in a scale. This for any believer is not too difficult. Those who believe by their heart and who believe in the ghaib and the unseen, we accept wholeheartedly that it is going to be like that. But then we have some people, like in the past also, especially the Mu'tazila, and they are the people who take everything by material things. So they say that how can, for example, we all made namaz now. This namaz will be weighed. How can namaz be weighed? Or we reading Quran Sharif, we are sitting for in this dars, and for which there is also great reward, that this will also be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. So if perhaps anyone has got such a doubt, or to explain other people who have got these doubts, that how can actions be weighed? Ulama have given explanations about this, and we must be hearing it also many times at the Khatm of Bukhari Sharif, that the Amal will be weighed also, and a little lengthy discussion takes place there also. So with regard to that, for everything there are different instruments. For example, if a person wants to see up the stars in the sky and he uses a microscope, he won't be able to see anything. And if a person wants to see germs or things deep in a certain thing and he uses a telescope, he won't be able to see it either. You have to use the right instrument. So, or for example, you have your blood and you want to test it for sugar, and you use the system that they use to test cholesterol, you won't get your result also. So everything has to be done in the right way. Or you take your blood and you put it on an ordinary scale and you want to measure how much sugar is in there, you won't be successful. So everything has to be done in the right way. So similarly, here in this world, material things, we are made of this, things of this world, sand, water, of this world we are made. So we weigh things also according to material things. Things are weighed here and we find that this thing weighs so much, that thing weighs so much. And namaz and all our deen is ruhaniyat. It is spirituality. It is not from this world. It has come from Allah Ta'ala. So the measurement of this also cannot be, if we want to think of it, that it's going to be weighed, and how is it going to be weighed according to our thinking, we will never come to the right conclusion. We have to do it in the way it's ruhaniyat, and ruhaniyat is called latafat, very abstract it is. We cannot just feel it. We can't feel our namaz. We can't feel the words we are speaking. These are all things that we cannot perceive with our five senses that we have. This is something that comes from Allah Ta'ala. So similarly, the scale will be also there by Allah Ta'ala, and there Amal will be weighed. For example, namaz will come there and it will be weighed according to the iman of a person. That will put weight in that namaz. It will come with the amount of ikhlas in that namaz. That will be the weight in there. And it will come with the concentration and devotion, how much concentration and devotion a person had. According to that will be the weight on the day of Qiyamah. So, and material things, that will have no weight. And Allah Ta'ala, the Kalam, the word of Allah is Allah's word. Before this, Allah Ta'ala explained that mountains will fly like cotton wool on the day of Qiyamah. That is, if we can make a scale to weigh a mountain or to weigh a hill, whatever it might be, we'll find that it weighs a huge amount of, it has got a huge amount of weight. But that is for this material things. On the day of Qiyamah, this mountain will fly like cotton wool. It will have no weight whatsoever. And ulama also have explained, we use a simile or a metaphor, that a person is like a mountain as far as patience is concerned. As far as his courage is concerned, he is a mountain. For Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam also, poets have used that as far as courage, he was a mountain of courage. So that mountain, that is that weight, but that mountain hasn't got courage in it. So that won't have any weight by Allah Ta'ala. Material weight it will have, but spiritual weight it has got nothing whatsoever. So it will fly like a cotton wool on the day of Qiyamah. There this weight of this mountain, no matter how big the mountain is, how heavy it is, it will have no weight there. But that quality of being courageous, that will have weight on the spans on the day of Qiyamah. Similarly, Allah Ta'ala has previously referred, yeah, that man will be like flying moths. They will be just flying away. Man that may be very, very hefty, well built, very heavy also, and very strong also, but no iman, no ikhlas, nothing, they will have no weight whatsoever. So weight will be according to the qualities, and the qualities of deen, according to that will the scales will they bow down or come up according to the qualities and not according to this material things. So for dunya's things we will use the scales of this dunya, but for akhirah's things that will be a separate scale, and that scale will work on the day of Qiyamah. Ulama have also explained that it is either that the action itself will be weighed. That is, Allah Ta'ala will give every action a form. Namaz will take on a beautiful form. And according to one's how much of iman a person had, how much of sincerity, how much of concentration and devotion, like that it will be beautiful, and according to that it will have weight on the pen, on the scale, on the day of Qiyamah. Or it may be the nama'i amal, the record of deeds, that will be weighed on the day of Qiyamah. It comes in a hadith, a person will come with 99 registers of all his evil deeds, which will be put into the left hand pan of the scale, and it will go right down, and then a small piece of paper will be put in the right hand scale. He himself will say to Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, in front of this 99 registers of my evil deeds and the small paper here, what weight will it have? How will it, it can't outweigh it in any way. But when it will be way put, it will outweigh all those 99 registers of his evil deeds. It will be the kalima la ilaha illallah. It will be durood sharif on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these things have got weight. So, or it might be that person himself will be weighed. That also comes in the hadith. It comes that a person will be very big, bulk, very hefty, and he will be put on the scale, but there will be no weight whatsoever. Because there, what registers are the amal. He won't have iman in him. He hasn't got ikhlas in him. So that won't have any weight. So, in conclusion, the right belief, and that we believe in the Quran and hadith, and we believe that our amal, our actions will be weighed. The truthfulness of a person, the patience of a person, the honesty of a person, all these things will have great weight. And so we can't compare it with the things of this dunya. That scale will be different, and what works on that scale will also be different. So we have to develop those qualities, and then we will be able to understand these ayat of our good deeds and bad deeds, what weight they will have on the day of Qiyamah. So we have to make an effort as far as dunya is concerned. We have to work for dunya, we have to do things of dunya, and as it has been beautifully said, work for your dunya as long as you hope to live here. And work for your akhirat as long as you hope to live there. Yeah, we all know how much 60, 70 years, 80, 90 years, and then it's finished. But there it is forever and ever. So yeah, also we have to work for our dunya, see to our things. But more we should work for the akhirat, and that is the qualities, our iman, our ikhlas, sincerity, our devotion, all the qualities, and these things will have weight on the day of Qiyamah, and not this material things. A person won't in the first place go with his big, big mention on the day of Qiyamah. Even if he has to go, it will have no weight there. These things are not going to count, but the qualities are going to count. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah.